and the goblins that get you if you don't watch out. Little Orphaned Annie on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect Indiana's past. Membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. Little Orphaned Annie's come to our house to stay and wash the cups and saucers up and brush the crumbs away. That's how James Whitcomb Riley introduced a character that would enliven 20th century American culture. Riley, best remembered as the Hoosier poet, published The Elf Child in the Indianapolis Journal in 1885. The poem, later dubbed Little Orphaned Annie, was a morality tale in dialect, recounting the woeful ends met by mischievous children. The servant girl who spins these tales is Little Orphaned Annie. The misspelling meant to reflect rural Hoosier speech of the day that Riley heard in his Hancock County surroundings. The character of Annie was drawn from a young girl named Mary Alice, or Allie Smith, who worked at the Riley home in Greenfield. Mary Alice Smith Gray was already an elderly woman, unaware that she'd been the inspiration for Riley's famous character, until the poet tracked her down and brought her along on his speaking tours. The legacy of Little Orphaned Annie, however, has long outlived both the poet and his muse. A comic strip of the same name, created by Harold Gray, debuted in 1924. The Raggedy Ann doll, which appeared in 1918, was said to have taken its source from Little Orphaned Annie and The Raggedy Man, another of Riley's poems. The Broadway musical Annie ran from 1977 to 1983. The film Annie came out in 1982. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.